Visiting with Chase County girls basketball coach Clayton Happy here on the Area Coach's Corner. And coach, you defeated Harrington last week, and that was coming off that runner-up finish in the Flint Hill Shootout. And, you know, still got to be playing some good basketball right now, despite that loss in the championship game of the Flint Hill Shootout.
Yes, I think really coming out of the break, after Christmas break, I think our team has been playing really good as a whole. The tournament, the first two rounds, I thought we executed pretty well. And, you know, we're playing the basketball we wanted to. The game on Saturday against Osage, they are a really good basketball team, but we also just kind of played ourselves out of the game. We struggled to control the basketball and had a lot of live ball turnovers, which just kind of made the game out of control early. But yeah, it was good to get back on track Friday night. We had a really balanced attack on the offensive end. All five of our starting players scored. And yeah, it was good to see the girls playing some good basketball again.
I remember when you and I talked 2 weeks ago, you had hinted about Madeline Wilson getting close to 1,000 career points. And that same day that we talked, she did it. So that was impressive. And then I was able to notice it right away and give her an Athlete of the Week honor. And again, she's got a lot more ahead of her, too.
Yes, absolutely. Madeline was able to score 23 on that Monday in the tournament, and she needed 19. So it was nice for her to be able to achieve that milestone, and it's a big thing for her. But yes, it's at the end of the day, it's a nice feather in the cap, but she has a lot more that she wants to achieve and prove as well. So hopefully we can continue to work on that together.
How do you evaluate your team right now as the midway point has already passed?
Yeah, I think one of the great things about our team right now is I was alluding to the balanced scoring that we had. Madeline is really good on both ends of the court, but what's making us even better than we were last year is that we're getting offensive production from at least five up to seven of our players every game, in terms of anywhere from five up to 15 points. So the more that we can do that, the more versatile we're going to be and the more ways we can score. I think defensively, we're really coming around. We obviously just have to continue to improve at guarding the basketball, keeping people out of the lane. But I'm really happy with the progress that we've made halfway in the season, and hopefully we can continue to build on that going down the stretch here.
Visiting with Chase County girls basketball coach Clayton Happy here on the Area Coach's Corner as the Lady Bulldogs currently right now with a 10-3 record. I was just looking over the region standings on Kasha, and the Lady Bulldogs currently in the number two spot of the 8th center region. And coming up for the Bulldogs this week, they have a big one with Eureka, and Eureka plays tonight against Opie, so that's a big one. But you guys have them at home, so you got to feel comfortable that you get to play at home on Tuesday. Friday night you have Burlingame, as you'll see some of the Lyon County League, and we'll have that game Friday night from Cottonwood Falls on Country 101.7 FM. The next Tuesday, it's a busy week. Next week for the Bulldogs, as they'll go to Meredithine Valley, we'll also have that game for you. And then West Franklin, a makeup next Thursday, and then Waverly coming up. So a lot of good opportunities ahead for your ball club, coach, and all these teams are pretty solid.
Yes, there's definitely kind of in the next stretch from here on out, there's no freebies, that's for dang sure. You alluded to the battle with Eureka tomorrow night. I think that's going to be a really pivotal point for both of our seasons as we see each other now, but we'll also be kind of battling it out in the sub-state later on. So again, they're a team we have to be able to handle the pressure going into that, control the ball and not let them dictate what our game is, but to go out and to play what we are practicing each day. So hopefully we can get started well there and then continue with four more games over the next 10 days.
Well, you've already been busy, but you got to feel like a lot of practice time last week had to be pivotal for you guys with this big stretch you have coming up here in the next couple weeks?
Yes, absolutely. We needed a little bit of a reset after the tournament. We had played 6 games in 11 days, so it was a pretty busy stretch. So it was nice to have a little bit of a step back from that and kind of get back into the gym to just focus on what we want to be and where we need to improve. So I think that was really helpful moving forward.
All right, Coach, appreciate the time as always. Best of luck tomorrow with Eureka. We look forward to carrying the game Friday against Burlingame at home on Country 101.7 FM. We look forward to the game next Tuesday in Melbourne against Meredithine Valley. And then best of luck at the end of next week with West Franklin and Waverly. And talk to you again in 2 weeks.
All right. Thank you for your time.
That is Chase County girls basketball coach Clayton Happy joining us here on the Area Coaches Corner, brought to you by Citizen State Bank, Griffin Real Estate, and the Chase County Chamber of Commerce on KVOE, live and local.